Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
At ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you. Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. Not too many of us around anymore. We usually don't make it this long. I'm back. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Notice I don't ever have any trouble with that, right? I'm glad Sarah Heiner is here. We have more fun with Sarah than the law allows. She's the daughter and the founder of and the second generation CEO of Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly publication, which is outstanding print publication, and so many other things that they have there. BottomLinePersonal.com. Did I say that? Is it ink?
No.
Is it ink in there?
No. You do that about as well as you tell time.
I'm sorry.
Right. That's okay.
See, now we get to correct it. We get to make a big deal out of it, and people will remember it. Go ahead.
You know, young people can't tell. You can't give them instructions on clockwise and
the
counterclockwise.
Mickey's big hand is on the
but
three.
They can't do that. Anyway, our website is bottomlineinc.com because we're Bottom Line Personal plus Bottom Line Health plus all the books plus our store.
There
so bottomlineinc.com. I think if you go to bottomlinepersonal.com, it'll point you in the right direction.
There you go. So that's what we have her here for, to make sure I get things right.
So Sarah,
One of the pieces you covered, one of the topics you covered in your recent Bottom Line Personal was on the importance of a written financial plan. And for small business owners, this is actually a bigger deal than it is for regular folks, because we not only have our personal business to take care of and to deal with if something should happen to us or if we live. But we also have our business stuff to take care of, right? If you get run over by a truck, would people know where to come back and plug in and wrap things up?
Well, it's true. Although, you know what? I'll bet that most of the business owners have their business plans, but they don't necessarily have a written personal financial plan. And with them, their finances are so tied together that makes it super dangerous.
It gets interwoven. But now, a business plan is not the same thing as a business financial plan in terms of where all the pieces of the puzzle are. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. Well, what's your money strategy? What's your investment strategy? What kind of insurance do you have?
Where are all the accounts? What are the passwords? How do you avoid probate? You see what I mean? I mean, all that stuff.
Yes. Well, I hope you should be very careful, especially, you know, we've had this a couple times in this land where there are so many computer passwords and so many different pieces of software.
Yeah.
Financial people, your marketing people now, all your marketing is locked up with passwords and, you know, Facebook and YouTube and Google Ads and all that sort of stuff. You need to have a central repository of passwords. And otherwise, you spend your lifetime trying to undo and uncover what the old password was. You can't get into your YouTube account.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad news. As far as the financial plan is concerned, you know, it's not rocket science, but you need to do it. Here's a really interesting statistic. Only 18% of baby boomers have a financial plan, a written financial plan. What are my goals?
Wow.
What's my saving strategy? How much do I need to earn?
Do you have any perspective on why that is?
Because I have a theory on
it's
everything.
It's a pretty smart generation, I must say.
Well, I think that we got brought up, the baby boomers, I'm a trailing boomer. The baby boomers were brought up in a world of plenty, right? It was Camelot. It was there's going to be a ton of stuff. So we didn't necessarily have to plan like our prior generation. Here's the interesting thing, Jim. Gen Xers, 21% have written financial plans. Millennials, 34%.
But they don't have any money to plan for. What do they do?
No, they're all doing the tiny thing. But
they're very
conscious, actually, of not wanting to excessively spend. They're very, because they've grown
up in a world they really feel different about things, don't they?
They do. They don't want things.
They're not big on stuff, are they?
They're not big on stuff. They want balance. They want money to be able to do what they want.
Experiences are bigger to them than stuff.
It is. And they don't, I've talked to realtor friends of mine who talk about how they don't want, you know, those McMansions that people were building.
Yeah. Who's going to buy those, by the
Nobody.
Way.
Nobody. The 5,000, 7,000, 8,000 square foot, crickets. They might as well be turning them into schools because they got nobody coming there. The smaller houses, and I don't mean like a thousand, you know, there's the tiny house thing, but I'm talking like the family houses, 2,000, 3,000 square feet, closer to town. They don't want a lot of land. These millennials are very practical. As much as we want to rag on them for that they need to be taught some basic humility.
Right. They're not always, and they're not that handy, I think, with tools.
Well, no, because
we're being horribly generalizing here. So
there are amazing millennials. They're very forward thinking, and they really are good planners.
So
but
that's
a financial plan. What's your goal, right? How much money do you want? How important is your money to you? So what do you need?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do you want a big house? Do you want a little house? Do you want a vacation house? Do you want your kids to go to private colleges? Do you want state universities? What's the goals? What do you need to have?
You know, another thing that's affected us that didn't affect isn't affecting them is that didn't affect us, I should say, and is affecting them is the cost of education.
Huge.
I didn't start out with a big college bill.
Right.
Well, I had no debt when I graduated from college.
I was very fortunate. I didn't either. But here's the other thing. I think that they don't. The bigger thing, you said none of them have the mechanical tech skills.
Yeah.
Not everybody needs to go to college. That's,
well, that's exactly
that's
right.
A whole different discussion.
That's another discussion, yeah. Right. So, folks, that's an interesting thing she's pointing out here. Only 18% of baby boomers and 21% of Gen Xers have a written financial plan.
Now, here's an important aspect of it that I want everybody to be sure that they know. Insurance. There are people, and, you know, for the business owners out there, you need to have insurance so that the day you are hit by a bus, your family can afford to insure.
Always
got to
have that.
You have to have the insurance.
I never worried about the debt that I owed as long as I had insurance to cover it. And it allowed me to take more risks that way. Insurance helped me to do that. Quick break, right back with Sarah.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.